98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. The head coach of your Arizona Coyotes, Rick Tocchet, with Burns and Gambo.
Every Wednesday at 3:30, we talk Coyotes hockey with the head coach, Rick Tocchet, who joins us here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. And coach, I got the impression in some of the comments that I read on the Coyotes website after the loss last night to Detroit that you were not too pleased with your guys after last night's 6-1 loss. Is that fair?
Yeah, and I hope they're not. I just didn't like the compete level on some guys. The one thing is, obviously having a great win and wash. We had a day off, and you warn the guys you got to be ready. Detroit, I think they won 6 or 7, and the thing is, Detroit only had 12 chances, and they scored 6 goals, and a lot of the goals or even the compete level on some guys was just really sub average. It wasn't good.
Yeah, that team's hot. They've now won 7 out of 8. They started off so poorly. They were 1-7-2. They battled back to .500. They are playing really good hockey. They did get some great opportunities against you guys. I mean, that first goal, 2-on-2, and Fisher gets beat. You've got a forward playing defense. That's never a good thing. And Mantha gets the goal. That was a big one. I mean, the second one, I know you challenged the goaltender interference on the goal by Chalowski. That made it 2-0. That was a big goal. They put the game away. I mean, you gave them a 5-on-3. I mean, Hjalmarsson had a nice block, but Rasmussen, was able to put it in 3-0. That put you in a big hole. It's hard to come back from 3-0.
Yeah, it's self-inflicted. The first goal, get it in deep. Kanat doesn't get it in deep, and so Fisher has to cover up for him. We don't play the 2-on-2, right? Obviously, you like to get a big save. Thinks Kemp's, could have had a big save here or there, but, you can't really blame him on a lot of them. Like I said, Gamble, it's just compete. It's hard to win consistent in this league, and to compete is something that you can control. It's not last night wasn't what they did or system thing. It was, it was two guys going in a corner with a loose puck, and they would come up, but we did, and that's the bottom line.
I want to get your thoughts on the fourth and fifth one, because you get the breakaway by Lindenning, shorthanded. I mean, you got two guys that were caught pinching. That was a bad play. And then, on the power play, you guys are on the power play. They get the goal. A guy comes out of the box. Osterley has a shot blocked. I don't think you could take that shot right there if you know the situation. And he gets the shot blocked. It leads to a breakaway 5-0. Those were two bad goals you guys gave up.
Yeah, the two breakaways. I think they had 3 breakaways in the game. It's 35 seconds left, and, I had 4, we had a power play. And, we told them as we were going out, with 5 seconds left, because we have only 1D and 4 forwards, we're trying to score, make sure that one of the forwards stay back in case there's a 50-50 battle. We had 4 guys that didn't listen, and they got the breakaway, and then the same thing with the block shots. It's just when you're a half step slow, you're not into the game. Your hockey IQ goes down level, and that's what happens.
And that's what I wanted to ask you about. I know that's, you've mentioned it. That's a pet peeve of yours. The hockey IQ, is that a function of the day off? Is that a function of the last game of the road trip, and they just want to come home? What takes a normally smart hockey team and allows their hockey IQ to drop in the middle of a game like that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a case by case individual thing. When you hop over the boards and you take your man, is like, where's the puck? What is my job? Am I supposed to back up this guy? Am I supposed to be the first guy in the forecheck? The guys come out of the box. I better back up my defenseman. These are simple reads. Hockey IQ. Now, whether it's you're tired or you're I don't care meter or whatever. I'm trying to sound harsh, but I mean, we've done some good things this year. It's just at certain points of some games this year, we just make some egregious mistakes. And I think I call it a self-starter thing. It comes as a player to be ready to go. You get the game plan, but you got to be ready to go when you we're only asking some guys to play 13, 14 minutes. So I don't think we're asking a lot to get focused in for a 60-minute game.
No, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, I like it. I mean, I like the fact that you're holding these guys accountable, and, that's not acceptable, that performance last night against Detroit, even though they're playing good hockey. For this team to take that next step, they've got to come out and they've got to win these. That Philadelphia game, You guys should have won that game. I mean, I love the way you played against Washington. You took it to them early, and you beat them up pretty good. The Philadelphia game, you had that. I mean, third period collapse. Sure. I mean, you end up getting a point, but it could have easily been 2 points. And, you know, when you're battling and you want to battle for a playoff spot, giving away even 1 point is crucial.
Yeah, you know, like you said, the Philly game, it's just basically the game plan, make Philly play a 200-foot game. It worked. We were up 4-2. We didn't get the puck deep twice, and they scored. It's just little things like that. You have to understand what it takes to win. And, you don't want to back off when you're up 4-2. I mean, if the plays are, you make it, but you got to make teams play 200 feet. Don't give them easy plays, and I think that's what we did there. I like the bounce back game, but you know, this is a game that I thought, you know, going into Detroit, having a day off, we've been giving these guys some days off and some rest because we're going to have a bunch of games coming up. The energy level should have been there. So like I said, I'm disappointed. I'm going to flush this one down the toilet, but you know, with our team, our energy level has to be always high. Because we're not a team that can come back from 4-3, 4-0. We have to dictate the game right from the start.
Coyotes are home tomorrow against Nashville. In fact, they start a 5-game homestand with games against Boston, Vegas, Colorado, and Calgary over the course of the next week and a half or so. Rick Tocchet, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show. There were a couple of good things that happened in the last 24 to 48 hours, and they both revolved around the one guy in Jacob Chychrun. You get the long-term contract extension with him. You get him back in your lineup. Tell me how impactful you think he can be long-term for this organization now that he's locked up long-term.
Yeah, well, obviously when you get a kid like that who's he's a freak in the sense that he's such in good shape. He skates well. He shoots the puck well. You know, it's a matter of him now playing. He's got hurt, 2 major injuries. But those type of players, you got to lock up. And I think John did a nice job locking it up. He's going to be a cornerstone for our defense for 6 or 7 years now. So we're excited to have him, here for a long time.
Update me on some of the injuries. When do you expect to get Antti Raanta back?
Well, he's day-to-day. He was on the ice twice now. So it's still day to day. I put my finger on it, but hopefully here in we should see him in this definitely in his homestand. I think he's feeling better.
But unlikely against Nashville, correct?
Yes, unlikely. Yes.
Yeah, that team is so good. They are just they're a fun team to watch. It'll be a big challenge for you guys and for Darcy.
Yeah, they've been knocking on the door. They're built to win a Stanley Cup. They're all in. They went and acquired players. They spent a lot of money to get these type of players. And I remember in Pittsburgh when we beat them in the finals. I mean, we knew they were a good team. Winnipeg beat them last year. So they're built to win now. This is a big challenge for us. We have to be ready for these type of games. We know we can beat teams like this if we have 21 players playing the right way. We can compete with these players, and obviously you have to get good goaltending and defend the puck well. And something that I thought the last 10 days slipped a little bit on the defending part, and we got to get back to it.
Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Best of luck this week with the big homestand, and we will talk to you in a week. Okay, welcome home.
Thanks, guys.